Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Welcome back to Inside Ag Country, brought to you as a service by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. From there, we bring in our friend Katie Tangen. And Katie, I guess we're continuing with our hot weather in the month of July, which is making the ag industry a little bit on edge, I would imagine.
It is, you know, it's such a sharp cutoff when we get to the Corn Belt, you know, north and west, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and a little bit about half of Iowa, are all so hot and so dry. And then when you get on the other side of the line, you know, we've had maybe borderline too much moisture, which obviously isn't going to stress the crop quite as much this time of year. But it makes for an interesting diversion between the two, and it makes the market a little bit more volatile from, you know, where do those final yields come out? If that line was further into Iowa, I think there would be more concern, obviously. It's not. But Minnesota is still involved. And you know, obviously, they do have a good amount of corn and soybeans. When you look at wheat, the situation's a little bit more clear because obviously most of the spring wheat is in the Dakotas, Montana, and I think it's somewhere like 95% of the U.S. spring wheat crop is in some state of drought. And that makes it pretty simple. You know, we know there's an impact. We might not know what the final yield is, but we do know it's going to be short. So as we get through the month, July is typically more influential in terms of corn yield. You know, we have corn plants probably going to use about a third of an inch a day under, you know, normal circumstances. And obviously, the hotter we get, the more they're going to use and more it's going to evaporate and all that. So just more crop stress. Just something to keep an eye on. Okay. As we get past July, we'll start to go into August, and then the soybeans will be more of a focus.
Let's talk about markets a little bit. A little bit of a crazy day on Monday, but as we get closer to harvest time, what are you thinking for the markets?
You know, I think a lot of it does have to do with how the weather comes out for the next month or so. Right now, it doesn't look like this is going to change. It looks like the heat dome is pretty well parked over Montana and the Dakotas, and really the Pacific Northwest too. So for us, I don't know if that changes. If that heat dome starts to shift further to the south and the east, you know, there is a lot of potential there. And especially when we look at the balance sheet, soybeans, they need to have that trend line yield. There isn't a whole lot of give there. Corn, probably not quite as exciting. We should have enough to get through. It's just a matter of, you know, do we stay where we are this year or does it get a little bit better? So I think if you're going to see a lot of market movement, it's going to be on the soybean side of things. But just the big thing to watch is really where that heat ridge settles as we head into August.
Okay. What types of things are going on at Ag Country Farm Credit Services right now?
You know, obviously a lot of our territory has been in the heaviest drought affected areas. As we get into wheat harvest or very close to wheat harvest, you know, there's a lot of concerns about that crop. And certainly if you have any questions for crop insurance, if you think you have a claim, please contact your agent. But one thing that is different this year is if you are going to bale that wheat crop, you need to call your insurance and they can have somebody come out and do an appraisal and then they'll release it to be baled. But you do need to have that done, you know, very similar to what we would do with silage.
For anybody that wants to find out more about the services that Ag Country Farm Credit Services provides, what's a good place to go?
They can go to our website at www.agcountry.com. There's a list of all of our locations, phone numbers, farm accounting and succession retirement planning, tax, crop insurance, and then obviously the financial services. So give us a call and we'll help you wherever we can.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside Ag Country, brought to you as a service by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. We'll have more Inside Agriculture in just a moment.